Lao Zeng visited Yaping at the taxi company and recognized his dedication to the Zeng family over the years. The 40 people in Yaping should cherish their bodies. Before leaving, they always thought that he was not a bad person. No matter how he developed with Zeng Ziding, he could regard himself as a dad. Yaping couldn't help crying when he heard this. Lao Zeng and Lao Ni drank together. Lao Ni felt that Zeng Ziding's affairs still had to be taken care of. Even if they were divorced, they could still remarry. Lao Zeng was worried that he would put away the bottle when he was drunk. Lao Ni mentioned that he saw Lao Zeng carrying a woman at the bus stop a few days ago and mistakenly thought that Lao Zeng was still in love at dusk. Seeing Yaping's malaise, Lao Ni persuaded him to go forward and find Lao Zeng first. After listening to his advice, Yaping never dared to face old Zeng, and the two met for a drink before proceeding to the next step. Lao Zeng met his aunt Lao Wang when he was buying stewed vegetables in a time-honored brand. The two of them made an appointment to walk in the park. Old Zeng told the second son's problem. "I went to a bookstore to buy books on mental illness." Yaping brought food to the hospital to visit Zeng Ziding. It just so happened that the doctor Tony and others missed Yaping's food, and rushed up when they saw Yaping. Zeng Ziding concealed the divorce from his colleagues, and the colleagues teased that the two were better than the newly married couple. After everyone left, Yaping reported the situation of the ocean to Zeng Ziding. Zeng Ziding asked him to rent a house close to the school. He often went to the rental house to supervise the English of the ocean. Lao Zeng took the stewed pork home, and the children discussed that Lao Zeng had frequent contact with an aunt. After the meal, Lao Zeng went back to the room to read, and then shared the knowledge he had learned with Zeng Dedong. Zeng Dedong confessed that reading was useless, and he tried it himself after seeing a doctor, but it didn't solve the problem completely. The old man thought that Zeng Dedong's problems were all to blame for himself, so he was willing to delve into the knowledge in the book to solve them as big problems. Old Zeng sent Zeng Nishang to work in a car dealership, and then asked Xiao Jai to find out the situation. However, Xiao Jai had already been assimilated by Zeng Nishang and Dong Chengshang, and he could not get any valuable information at all. Lao Zeng was busy taking Zeng Nishang to see a psychologist, so he had to leave the car shop temporarily. Old Zeng waited for Zeng Nishang outside the psychology clinic. Zeng Nidong felt very relaxed under the psychological counseling of Dr. Zhang. The old Zeng outside the house is also not idle, learning about the method of treatment with the assistant of the psychologist. A few days later, Zeng Nidong asked Mr. Zeng to come to the tea house to talk about things, and he planned to quit his current job and return to work in the hotel, because his heart lies in Pang Wenying. Lao Zeng agreed with Zeng Nidong's decision to call Pang Wenying to seek a job for his son. However, Lao Zeng was questioned by Pang Wenying. Zeng Nidong took the call to show his determination and finally got a dormant position from Pang Wenying. Lao Zeng felt sorry for his son's reluctance to let him go back to be a dormant, and Zeng Nidong made all preparations to remove the nail in his heart. Zeng Ziding and Yaping rented a house for the ocean together, and then they were busy moving. The family looks happy and happy at all, unlike divorced people. The ocean is also immersed in the warmth of the family, completely ignorant of the parents' divorce. Zeng Nidong took his brother and sister to buy snacks for Zeng Ziding, and then went to the house to clean up the room for her, and happened to meet Yaping, who was cleaning up the room. When the three sisters saw him, they told him not to come to the house in the future, but Zeng Nidong stopped his brother and sister from messing around.